From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, students with special needs benefit from the opening of a wellness center. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Until we find ourselves without the capacity to move about as we would like, there is little consideration for the great effort it takes to go where we want, when we want, with the ease that comes with being able-bodied. It's this great effort that the physically challenged have to exert every day, some having to travel great distances to access critical services. For the students at the Hope Valley Experimental School, the journey has been made easier with the opening of the Sharon Williams Wellness Center. The Wellness Center was recently opened at the Augustown-based school, courtesy of the Rotary Club of Kingston and immediate past president Gregory Reed. Mr. Reed said the project took roughly 8 months to be completed and aimed to alleviate the problem of having students travel long distances to the John Golding Rehabilitation Center for Services.
The project essentially consisted of providing a special needs area and changing room and facility very close to the sick bay and the nurse, and that's what this is all about.
He adds that this was one of three projects undertaken by the Rotary Club of Kingston aimed at alleviating the challenges faced by persons with disabilities. Opportunity, he says, is a big part of the struggle.
We asked our club members and companies to provide employment, even if it's short-term employment, for persons with disabilities. It could be for a month, 2 months, 3 months, or longer. And quite a number of the Rotarians assisted. Ernst & Young assisted greatly. Persons with disabilities worked in my law office, and other Rotarians helped, and other companies. So that was part of the project.
Hope Valley School Principal Anthony Grant, in expressing gratitude, says they recently acquired the services of a nurse who will be able to use the wellness center to provide services to the entire school population.
We serve persons from right across the island who have physical disabilities. So we have students in class who are incontinent. They need bathroom facilities. They need to be changed. They need to be looked after. So it is in that vein we really needed a nurse to be at school with them to assist. But most importantly, we never had any physical facility to accommodate them.
Before the opening of the new center, students with disabilities faced the challenge of using bathroom facilities that were not adequately outfitted to meet their needs. There are now suitable bathrooms, a changing room, several stations outfitted with beds, and an area for the resident nurse. The Rotary Club also plans to set up a music room. Mr. Grant says the students are anxiously looking forward to that new facility.
A number of persons, and rightfully so, with the idea that we cater for those who have disabilities. Naturally, they think that persons with disabilities normally lend themselves to the performing arts. And so we have been having a lot of help and contribution through for persons with that kind of ability, the performing arts. And so that is where the Rotary Club came in and want to expand the music program, because we are also fortunate to have a full-time music teacher. So they have given us a phenomenal start, a very good start to build a music room.
We live and work in unity. That's the motto of the Hope Valley Experimental School, the first institution of its kind in the Caribbean community, with a day program that fosters and insists on an environment where children with disabilities and those who are able-bodied work and play together. The institution, founded in 1972, provides primary-level education to about 1,000 students. Before we go, looking for an opportunity to share the love? The Ministry of Health's Compassionate Care Program seeks to utilize the services of volunteers to improve the care of patients in the public health system. If you're interested in providing voluntary services within the health sector, call 633-8103. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.